almost everybody in this room is a number one fan of Big Fatty, except for like four of us. What the fuck?
That's funny. Chucker Alex says, oh, he says he's number five.
Yeah.
Like, and the then fifth year?
Yeah, and Mr. Mike was he's number one this year.
Oh my gosh. We've got three number one fans of Big Fatty Show.
Phil in St. Louis says it's the BFO fan club.
It sure is. Now, where is Big Fatty? Why isn't he here?
Yeah.
He told me he would not be joining us because he doesn't care for the... He doesn't do... What is it, the saying? He doesn't...
He doesn't do the technology.
Yeah, but I don't do the computers or the cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the
fun. No, that's cellular telephonic device.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I've forgotten.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The BFO fan club.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2971 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th of June 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, about Big Brother, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, spoilers. Big Fatty, just remember, you can't spell spoiler without soiler. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, we got spoilers today. Actually, we don't have any spoilers today. But y'all... I mentioned yesterday that they had not posted the Big Brother cast information yet, but y'all, they have, and I'm just going to go over there to the Big Brother, to the CBS.com, and we're just going to take a look at it just real quick. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, the Big Brother debuts on Tuesday the 25th, and the second episode on the 26th, a week from today. And y'all, they're all brand new folks. And y'all, I'm just going to talk about the Menses that are in there. Big Fatty, of course you are. Y'all, there's David. He's 29 from Hatlanta. He's a photographer. Nice-looking young man. Tommy Bracco. That Joey Bukkake and Steve the Tater. Both told me about him. Y'all, he's a Broadway guy that he danced on Broadway and everything. So he's homosexual, I'm sure. But I don't know that for sure, but that would be my guess. And y'all, Cliff Hogg. Big Fat, is that like Boss Hogg? No, but y'all, he's 53 and he's from Houston. And y'all, I guarantee he'll be the first one thrown out. Yes, Big Fatty, always are. Y'all, there's Ovi Kabir, 22, from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Y'all, he's a college student. Y'all, there's Nick Macarone, 27, from New Jersey. He's a therapist. Big Fatty, I wonder if he knows Taylor the Latte Boy. I don't know. Y'all, there's Jack Matthews. Y'all, he is... from the Chicago's, yes, Big Fatty, and he's a fitness trainer, and y'all, he's got the long hair, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I have a feeling I'm going to be touching myself inappropriately with that. Jackson Michi, he is 24, also from Nashville, Tennessee. Y'all, one of the things they are saying is they think that some of these folks may know each other. but I don't know that for sure. Sam Smith, 31. He's a truck driver. Yes, Big Fatty, toot toot. From Penis Slivania. Big Fatty, I wonder if he knows Trucker Alex or Randy in the Penis Slivania. I don't know. And, y'all, that's all of the men's. So, y'all, you can go over and look at their interviews with that Jeff Schroeder over there at the CBS.com. Yes, Big Fatty, and then tune in to Butt First this coming weekend during the Pride 48 at 1 p.m. on Sunday. I'm very impressed that you knew that. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm a huge fan. Got a 20 from Brandon and Alex LeVille, y'all, down there at the Redneck Riviera. Y'all, they were drinking the Corona with the lime in it. Yes, Big Fatty. let's see. What did I do? Y'all, you know, I wasn't feeling great yesterday when I recorded the little show. But, y'all, I did go out and do my second nipple walk of the day on Monday evening, and y'all, I for my supper, I had one of those Asian kale solids, and I had some rotisserie chicken I put in with it, and y'all, it was quite good. But y'all, when I was out on my nipple walk, y'all, I was tooting it up. Yes, Big Fatty, moving at an accelerated pace. It's true. It was an accelerated pace. And I watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all, I decided I was going to go to bed, and y'all, I took some NyQuil and it just didn't help, and I was just up late, and it wasn't Whitman Tinker, so I will not blame this one on Whitman Tinker. Anyway, I ended up getting up and watching some of that Stephen Colbert. Y'all, they had the host of the new quiz program, the Spin the Wheel. I think it debuts tomorrow night. But you know, we got the pressure luck and the card shocks tonight. Yes, Big Fatty. The Spin the Wheel, I think, and the Family Food Fight or something like that. I don't know. Check your local listings. Yes, Big Fatty. Because I did not sleep very well, y'all, I didn't get out of the love chamber till about 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all got up and had my coffee. I just had a little English muffin, y'all went for my morning nipple walk, and y'all, while I was out on my nipple walk, I hear, "You are vile, you are vile," and I'm going, "What the fuck is that?" Y'all, I had butt dialed Granny on the FaceTime, so it was Granny's face was up to my butt. Beep! Fatty, that's vulgar. And so, you know, we chitter-chatted a little bit and everything. But he's doing fine. You know, it's always nice to check on the elderly, even if it's your ass that checks on them. Fatty, came back, got my shirt, and y'all have been working on my show for the Pride 48. You know, it's coming up this Friday. And All starts at 8:30 p.m. in the evening with the kickoff show, and then Big Freddy will be on at 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern. Now, for those little shows that are participating, y'all, there's 26 of them. Just a reminder, they all need to check the stream before 5 p.m. in the evening on Thursday to make sure everything's working. Big Freddy, and y'all, I've done that, and everything was working just lovely. Just lovely. Other than that, I had me a little Italian Mussolini spaghetti for my lunch. And y'all, that pretty much has been a really boring ass day. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I'm still not 100%, but I do feel better today than I did yesterday. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I know it's been a month of Sundays since I've called up the TVS receipt, but I actually have 3 receipts, so this is going to be a slightly longer voice letter, and I apologize, but it was either that or I called you 3 times in a row, and I thought this was just simpler. The first receipt I have, I am quite proud of. I got the Boy Genius a thing of Old Spice deodorant. And this means nothing to you personally, but eyeshadow palette from NYX. I think it has 5 colors in it for $6.97, including tax. Mind you, both the deodorant and the eyeshadow palette were $6.99 each. So I saved $7.40 for 53% savings. Let's see, the next CVS receipt I have. Let's see, we got another Old Spice deodorant. The Boy Genius goes through deodorant like you go through gentlemen collars. It's ridiculous. A bag, 10-ounce bag of the Hershey's Dark Chocolate Kisses. Can't quite tell what that one is. I don't know. 2 things of the Russell Stover's Dark Chocolate Pecan Turtles. A thing of the fruit slices. Another thing is a 6 roll count of the Charmin toilet tissue. I paid, including tax, $10.43 for a total savings of $15.94 or 61% savings. Keep in mind, the toilet tissue alone was $7.79 and the deodorant, again, was $6.99. So, yeah. Let's see, this date is received May 30th. As of June 5th, I have year-to-date savings was $438.67 at the CVS. Last receipt, then I promise I'm done for a little while, but not too long because your show is ending soon. I went to the Hallmark store the other day, got 3 Father's Day cards for the Boy Genius to give to his dad, to Joe, and his grandfather. And then I just got 2 miscellaneous birthday cards. And I spent, including tax, $7.36. Where this becomes a big thing was 3 of those cards were $3.69. So I saved $6.11. All right, I'm going to go before you start bitching and moaning about how long this is and about my air conditioner. I love you much. Take care. And bye.
Bye. First of all, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Princess Hannah, excellent savings. I know my friends Jerry and Rick always enjoy hearing about your CVS savings. They enjoy a long receipt also. Yes, Big Betty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. But, Y'all, it's that Italian Mussolini spaghetti. But Princess Anna, the fact that the Old Spice deodorant, Dr. Stone, who is an expert on the Old Spice, will tell you that the Old Spice deodorant you can get it a lot cheaper somewhere else. But just make sure that you never run out of it, because Dr. Stone will be crestfallen. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty Aussie Battler, and I'm bloody well battling now, I tell you. So my stupid podcast, web hosting, domain name provider apparently decided like 3 months ago that they were no longer going to accept automatic credit card rollover payments. And I had failed to notice the email telling me that. Until last week, I got the email telling me that everything's been disconnected and unplugged because I didn't pay my domain name registration or hosting bills. Fail. So yesterday I went online and paid both of those, which came to some astronomical figure of, I don't know, like $110 US or something crazy, which is like $150 Australian. I don't know why the hell I did that when I haven't even done a podcast in however long. So I haven't checked. I'm afraid to check, but I just hope that everything has been reconnected and all my episodes and everything are still on their server and have just been put back or something, but I'm not sure. Oh well, I don't know. Does it even matter? Anyway, so who knows whether there'll ever be another podcast from me again. Anyway, counting down to you finishing, so that's just as depressing, isn't it? Bye!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all that...
By the way,
oh, yes?
5 p.m,
uh-huh.
Middle of winter.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking the dogs in shorts and a t-shirt.
Of course you are.
I just called Faye Driver to tell him this.
Uh-huh.
And it is 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, lovely. That's 20 degrees Celsius for
just lovely
people living in this century.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I hope that your problems with your hosting site and all have been resolved, and I do appreciate you calling in that situation to the only little show that has a technology segment, and but only for another 28 episodes. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Mike from Gayish. And I had a thought. That person that wanted you to get a new bumper instead of mystery date, I think that they're just mishearing it. It's Mr. E date, because you found them on the Grin Doctor. And, you know, it's electronic dating these days. So it's just, you know, it's a misunderstanding. I get it. But I think keep the bumper. It's perfect. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mike from the Gayish little show. And y'all, they're doing their little show. Let's just see when they're doing their little show. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared. I believe they're on Saturday night. Yes, at 9 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time, right after that Sarah Talk, which is, of course, old Crooked Hat's favorite show. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much for the call. Looking forward to your little show. Big Fatty, you're going to be at the bar during that time. Well, I look forward to you releasing your little show, because I probably won't be listening live. Big Fatty, the only good thing about that is they'll be limited to 1 hour, then they'll shut it off. It's true. That, you know, they've been doing some two-hour little shows. And yes, Big Fatty, you're sounding like Steve the Tater now. It's true. But you're right, Mike. It's Mr. E-Date, because it's the electronic dating app. So Mr. E-Date, Big Fatty, please leave the singing to people who aren't tone deaf, kind of like me. Big Fatty, Mr. E-Date, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm gonna plan on having a lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive today, and then off to the Von's East as I do. But it probably won't buy very much this week because you know I'll be in Atlanta next week. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from one of his gangbangs with John Ong and the Ginger Bear. And Ginger Bear, what should Big Fatty expect in the chat room for his show on Friday night?
The BFO fan club.
Oh, Big Fatty, that'll be just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.